Look what it says in verse 1 of chapter 6. What then shall we say? Are we to continue in sin so grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you have sin in your life? How can you continue? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, go kerplunk under that water like he went into the grave. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. One who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So, Alva, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. There's that delicious thing again. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. These hands, they will serve God. These eyes, they will serve God. This mouth must serve God. And all the rest of me. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you're not under law, but under grace. And that is the end of the scripture here, verse 14 of Romans chapter 6. You are free from sin. Is that good news? That is good news. No longer submit yourselves to obey its habitual demands. Do you hear that? You're free from sin. Don't listen to it any longer. It's there. There is still sin in the world, and you are tempted by it. Don't listen anymore. You are free from it. You now know sin. There is a reckoning, right? You count, right? If the cameras are going flash, 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 you suddenly, in your spirit, you're aware of the speed cameras now. You know, oh, Charlie, this is a dangerous part of town. I've been flashed here before. Better drive slower. Everybody knows that road on the way into Edinburgh where that one speed camera shows up when you go down under the underpass, and it's like you're going to pass people. Why is everybody driving so slow? Yellow camera. Right in that one spot in Edinburgh. Do you have one of those somewhere in your life where you know? Oh, now you know that there's average speed cameras, right? Yellow, yellow, yellow. Slow down. No longer submit yourselves to obey its habitual demands. Jesus died so we could wake up from slavery and walk out of sin. If you still sin, it's because you choose it. You can control your exposure, whether you're near to where it happens. Do you understand that? Young man, do not walk by the house of the adulteress who leans out her window and says, "Come, come, I have lined my mattress with oils and precious things." Right? Don't go by there. If things happen there, don't go there. If on the internet there's a place and you ought not, don't go there. If the internet is the place, don't go there. This is the stuff. If we believe Jesus died for sin and we know that sin is already punished, hallelujah, we know that there is forgiveness. Everyone in this room, this is not a rebuke. This is be free. Walk in freedom. Resist temptation. Avoid the place where it happens. Don't go because you are able now not to go, because you do recognize it now and you don't have to go. We are to avoid the place where the trouble happens, and we remember the trouble because we've been forgiven for our trouble. And when you blow it, because try as you might, you miss it again, there's forgiveness in Jesus' name. In baptism, we come to declare our agreement with God about death to sin. So the person that says, I want to be baptized, says, I'm dead to sin. I'm going to walk well, really as good as I can, and God help me to keep this commitment to you. In baptism, we declare to the world that eternal life has begun. I go down because I'm a sinner who is going to die. I come up because I will live in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And in life, we demonstrate our freedom. As we heed God's diagnosis and repent, as we obey God's directions about avoiding the poison of sin to pursue life, because Scripture said this is how to go. This is sin. This is righteousness. Walk in righteousness. And we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. And much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. And so, God, we commit ourselves to this truth, and we commit ourselves to Your love, and we commit ourselves to the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we remember Him at this table ahead of us. And we thank You for what You have done. And we thank You for what You're saying in Romans, that there is this grace, that we are healed, that You show Your love for us, and that You have called us not to get away with it more, but to step out of it and to be separate and to be alive and be free, and that we do have the strength and power in Jesus Christ to resist sin and to avoid sin. And if we don't, we chose that, because now we are able not to. And when You show us what our heart is still like, help us to repent and help us to turn to You every time. And will You bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank You.
Thank you, David.